My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed and dazzling and just delightful star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premusical satirist, that you can find them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington and online at capsteps.com. And Elena, I can already tell you're in a great mood this week.
It's been a busy week for comedy, I can just say that, although we did lose a great, great source of material, Rick Perry.
Yes, Rick Perry dropping out, and of course the jokes going around are, you know, there's three things that killed the Rick Perry campaign. Bad debate performances, he didn't campaign in New Hampshire, and
that's true.
Yeah, so...
I can't think of that third one. Okay. All right. So, and then Marianne Gingrich all over the news yesterday.
Yeah, first time we've seen her in, quite a few years, actually, since the late 90s, since they got divorced. And, yeah, her allegation of the open marriage, which Newt denied in the debate Thursday night. But I'm sure that's something that got the Capitol Steps writers into feverish gear.
You know, might make them presidential material. I mean, it's not that unusual for a, you know, in the Capitol Steps history of presidents and politicians.
Well, you know, he keeps saying that he forced Bill Clinton to make concessions, that they ended up working well together and accomplishing things. Now we know that they had a little more in common than we originally thought.
Oh, good. Well, he's writing our material for us. Good.
So, anyway, are you rocking the sweater vest? That's the big question.
We actually sent our prop person out for sweater vests last week, and we recorded a Santorum song. This was back when we thought that he had come in second in Iowa.
I see.
And then I guess the Iowans like found, what, they find a box of votes somewhere or under a corn crib or something?
Yeah, it took them 2.5 weeks to recertify about 120,000 votes, and there's still 8 precincts that they're not quite sure what happened to or they can't count or something. But anyway, Rick Santorum sort of kind of won now, and so it turns out that he won Iowa and Mitt Romney won New Hampshire, and I'm sure Santorum's really excited to learn all this 2.5 weeks after the fact when it doesn't do him a whole lot of good.
All right, and it didn't really mean anything in the first place, so there you have it.
Yeah, there you go. But, you know, what's going on here is you've got Romney, who's pretty well established as kind of the mainstream candidate, and then you have Gingrich and Santorum and Ron Paul still in the race trying to get that alternative vote kind of locked up and kind of force the other two out of the race. There was a big gathering in Texas over the weekend that said Rick Santorum should be that conservative candidate. That was the vote of the evangelicals, and so that's kind of the song you're going after here, I think.
Right, right. That's right. So, we get to bring back our Southern preacher and get a rally going right at the Reagan Building downtown.
Here we go.
Glory! Glory to you one and all! All brothers and sisters, members of the conservative faithful, can I get an amen from the crowd?
Amen.
I said, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can I get a jalapeno?
Jalapeno.
That is what I like. Good, decent, church-going people who say any dumb thing I tell them to. Ladies and gentlemen, are you sorrowful? Are you falling on your knees because you can't find the perfect Republican presidential candidate? Tell me something right now. Did you like Michelle Bachmann? Oh, but then you changed your mind. Did you like Newt Gingrich? And then you changed your mind. Did you like that Rick Perry? Then you changed your mind. And do you not like Mitt Romney? Because he is always changing his mind. Well, I'll tell you something. God himself has gone and laid a big solution right in front of us. Let me sing about it to you now. Amazing race, what the man has run. So now we can proclaim we will anoint God's favorite son. Santorum is his name. Get out here, brother. That's right, get out here, brother.
Oh, my faith was tried. I was like Job.
That's right.
But up my poles will go. Right now, I've got big mo.
And like a Lazarus, he was risen up. That's right, and now it's a brand new game.
I'll ask one thing that Please don't Google my last name. And if next year you should be to newt and pull ahead of me, someday the flag we won't salute, instead we'll T-Bow it.
Brave! Wow, we land a whole new dimension to the campaign trail.
Just T-Bowing all over the country.
Yeah, how about that story, huh? That just took over sports and pop culture and everything.
I don't know that God wanted to be in the middle of the NFL playoffs this year or not. I really don't know.
I feel sorry. I mean, I don't feel too sorry for Tim Tebow. He's had a great year, and he's very successful and a great guy. But, you know, he hasn't really said all that much. It's just amazing how different people get so polarized over him and just totally, you know, took the whole conversation out of proportion. It's just amazing.
Well, he's given us a whole new national, I guess he's a verb now, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, you know you've made it when you've turned your name into a different part of speech.
All right, well, we're off to record our Ron Paul song this weekend. To do, run, run, run. I can't even say it. I don't know how I'm going to sing it.
Well, you still got a little time to practice, Elena.
All right.
I know you'll do great. After all, you are the star. Thanks so much for being with us this week, as always.
Thank you.
Elena Newport, star of the Capital Stuff. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.